whole issue becomes osa. Why does the whole issue become osa? So first of all, there is a shite, the deha kalusha is like hammer. In other words, just the first day is later, the cholapochet, that it asks to be nitile, but the first shite holds only to be nitile. It can be magriya, machmazir kalusha. So the truth, the Rashi says, that there is a shite, that machmazir kalusha, so it can be magriya likura. That's one reason. And then the Rashi gives another reason. Because if it was delicious, in other words, it kept on, when you make a lishe, you keep on rolling it, you keep on moving it. So Memele, since Machmadir Kalishe, it certainly can ask like a Nitile, so it's very probable that the same chito that we found now, the same chito school we found now, in the course of the lishe, we kept on rolling the dough, so it came in contact with every particle of the ishe. So there was a Nitile in regard to every part of the ishe. So Mele, the whole ishe becomes osa, because it came in contact with every part of the ishe in the course of the rolling, it kept on moving. So it's very likely that it kept on moving over the whole dough. So that's why it's osa. So there are two reasons as to why the whole ishe can become osa. Either because Decha Kalishe can be Mavliya, has a din of Hamin, and like Reited, in other words, not just Hamin, because Hamin is not Mavliya Dechule either, only in the Tile. So it's more, so Decha Kalishe is more than soul. In other words, it can be Mavliya Dechule, or assuming that Decha Kalishe can only be Mavliya Dechule, but it's likely that in the course of the Lishe of the rolling, this chita came in contact with every particle of the dough, so maybe you have so many kilos, so that covers the whole is all right. So the Ramot asks as follows. The thing happens, so the matzah on which we found the chite, so that we asked, Mashenkin the others, so we do not have to be cheshish. We do not have to be cheshish. Maybe that chite was on the others also. We don't have to be cheshish. All right? One second. So in other words, so why are the other matzes muter? Because actually we have a svek svek. First of all, there is a shite that it doesn't have to be chule. You see, it doesn't have to be chule. Even if the Deir HaKalishe is not Mavliya Bechule. That's one shite. And assuming the Deir HaKalishe is Mavliya Bechule, but after all, we didn't find the chite on the Iso, so we found it on the matze. So it could have fallen later. It could have fallen later, after it was baked. So we don't have to say that this chita that we found on the matzah afuyo, so was there already from before, and it was there in the course of the rish. Why? Because we say kan limso kan oyo. We don't have to anticipate that the chita that we is on the matzah, that it was already on the isek deila before. All right. He means it's the isek calling. Why? Because Kilma Pesach, it certainly cannot ask some more Kilma Nitile. Because beyond Kilma Nitile, if assuming the Decha Kalishe can be Mavliya Bechulo, so it can only be Mavliya Bechulo in Mashu, but it cannot be Mavliya more than in Mashu. So that's why Kilma Pesach, in more than Nitile, we don't have to take off. All right, go ahead, no?
Now what does it mean in Moldu?
How are we allowed to pour hot water over a chicken ashore? I mean, they didn't have the stocking that are given today, I mean, in the market, in the poultry market. You're not allowed to pour hot water over a chicken, because that is Mavliya. So the Mechaber has reference to a case where it was already kasher. In other words, he was already Mavliya, the chicken with the feathers on it. You can salt it with the feathers on it. So then you are allowed, so in other words, if you already kasher the chicken, in other words, with the natives, so then you can put it in hot water. So if you are male, if you are male, It had a deal if it was already kasher, then there was hudach and everything. And then you put it in hot water, you amartich it with hot water, v'hakeimot mimayim, darin chitupkuo, so asur atanigel. So why is atanigel it asur? Why asur atanigel? We don't know. We didn't find the chito on the tanigel. We found the chito on the hot water. And in that hot water, we placed the tanigel. So, but there is a possibility that chito was there when the Tanagilis was in the water. So maybe you have to be cheshes. So that's why it's on.
Why can't you put the Tanagilis in hot water before you do
Meluchah? Before you do Meluchah, so the dam, because then it's hot water, so it will take out the dam. It will take out the dam and then it will be absorbed. So it will be dam shenifras. And the dam shenifras, so then it will become awesome. That word chain it. If you found the chit of kua, you found in the chrishal mayim, chain it. Then we can read it up. Muta. Why is it muta? Because chain is not mavriya. Chain is not mavriya. And then, as yesh mishay say, so in other words, what's the chit? Now the Taz mentioned it, Mr. Simon Tokhom Zion, the Mogavro mentioned it so many times in Simon Tokhom Zion. So there is a Shita Savishaini, even though it's saying it's not Mavriya, so that means Bashovisu, because Bashovisu and Mashu, it doesn't happen. Mashu came by Pesach, the Mashu after, so Tzeni can also be Mavriya and Mashu. So Mele, that's why if we found a hit of kuo in my tzeinim and peiser, so it's also because tzeinim, according to that chite, can be mavliya imash, right? Now, so the Rambo has reference to the ratio of the mechaber.
Right.
The mechaber said, "Imong gutan gilat mosmain garin hit of kuo." So asura tanigilis, why? Because of the possibility we have to anticipate that that chito was there while the tanigilis was in the hot water. Now, why also? So in other words, so why is the mash? Is the mash here? True, it's hot water. But mashu is only also in the abo. And there is a possibility that this fell in, this chito fell in, after we took out the tanigilis from the hot water. So it is making Rabbah. So because of that, we are Mashu. Because it's only a question of Mashu. Even if the Chita had been there while Tanagilis was in the hot water. So it was Mavriya only Mashu. And there is a possibility that Chita fell in the hot water after the Tanagilis was taken out. So we are making. It's making Rabbah, and so we are making.
We
ask Mishai, say a lot, so what is it? Mishpat Tanagilis, Mikeyach Sex Reike. Why? In other words, so Mishor Boso, if there was Shor Boso, if you kept in the water, you kept meat. So, and then you found, after you took out the meat, so you found the Chito Pkuo, so the Nitzos. Why? Because of the possibility that Chito was there in the water while the meat was still there. Mashen came if you kept in the hot water, you kept Tanagilis. And then you took out the Tanagilis. And then you found in the hot water, you found the chito. So then it is muta. Why? Because then it's not one something, it's two straight there. Because even, first of all, there is a possibility that the chito fell in after the Tanagilis was taken out from that one. Assuming that the chito was there before, in other words, the chito was inside the Tanagilis. So the chito that is inside the Tanagilis, there is another possibility that maybe that chito that was already digested by the Tanagilis, so it's Nisakil, and maybe it was digested. Now, if it was found inside, in other words, that the chito that is found in the inside of the Tanagilis, maybe it's Nisakil, so it doesn't answer. So that's why we have the
septic. The chito wasn't found inside the Tanagilis, it was found in the water.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't understand. The chito was just lying in the water, wasn't it, Tanagilis?
No, so it fell out from the inside of the Tanagilis.
Well, if it was Nisakil, then it wouldn't
what is that?
If it was Nisakil, it wouldn't have been Nikita, then it was a chito.
No, so it's not like that. It's not like that. These musicians are actors, they still look like people.
Of course, they go to the end of the Bishop
of the Peter Schleimer. So Peter Schleimer is also absolutely an idea. Because if it looks complete, if it looks complete, so then it's a raya that it's not the Sato. All right. Because if it's true, also then there is, it's very likely that it's already in the sake here and we also look at it. So in other words, so even if it was Nimlach, so you only after that, but if it fell into something else, so then it doesn't answer. All right? Now, the Mechaber has reference to a case where he was Magil Erev Pesach, not Pesach, because he couldn't be Magil on Pesach, because that's the din, that you cannot be Magil, not only on Pesach, you cannot be Magil Baseimo. Even the other Pesach, Lacha, Shor Hamishis, you cannot imagine. Because then it will be not Bonadi Yisur. So in other words, so obviously if he was Magili Baseimo, Yerom Chometis Baseimo, when did he was Magili? Erev Pesach in the morning. Before Shor Hamishis. So he was Magili. So then you can be Magili even Baseimo. He's even Baseimo. So even though that water, so will be reabsorbed by a keli, so then it will be not another tear. So it's smooth. So if he was magil erev Pesach in the morning, the year on the chometz baseimo, and the water ham chumotzi came down to the bay, and what is it? I mean, the bay had a lot of water. It was full with water. But when did it come down on Pesach? The hagola took place erev Pesach in the morning, but the Mea Gole was dropped into the bay untasted. So then it's also reached the Mea Pesach, because if the Mea Muchmotim, the Mea Gole would come down in Erev Pesach, so then he wouldn't say that also reached the Mea Pesach, because Erev Pesach, even Erev Pesach HaChatzosim, will come both to Shishim. The bay has a lot of water, so Shishim times can I get the Mea Gole. But the Mechaber has reference to the case where the Agola took place Erev Pesach in the morning, but it wasn't dropped into the bay until night.
So what?
So Mele, and this water is my Mechumotim, the Mea Agola.
It's only...
What do you mean only?
It's only a top, there's no Amashitab.
So what?
But so what happened beforehand? So now it's also no Amashitab. So now it's only just like a Bliya now.
It's a real Bliya, it's a Tatil Mashu. This water is the Chometz of the water.
We say,
That's considered like a bien. That was a bien yemei and intended bien of chometz. So it's bien. Now anything that is not a shishim is considered like bien. Because there was no, you see, if Enochaname, if let's say he was magili yerom chometz in a very big yere, so that the water in that big yere, had 60 times connected the yerom chometz. So then the Mea Gole would become bottled in the water of the big yere. So then if it will fall down, Pesach night, so it won't happen. But here we are dealing with a case where the big Yeret, in which the year of Mechometis was put in, so it was not big enough, so that its water should have shishim kineged the whole volume of the year of Mechometis. So anyway, the water that came out, that was nifles, did not become bottled. So it's mamesh, that water hadn't chomet. So it's like chomet ven. It doesn't make any difference whether it's chomet ven mamesh or it's chomet taruves that doesn't have shishim. So, and that water fell down into the bay of Pesach night. So anyway, it happens. All right. No. So die bestimmt. Because Kedem Lichet doesn't ask a payment, doesn't ask at all. So all you have to do is to rinse it. That's all. We make a Meliche. So Meliach have you to say, ah, how much does it matter? Kedem Lichet. So Meliach is die bestimmt. Die bestimmt. All right. So what the other shite? The other shite is the two in your day we say that we have a so that's in show me so where Mashu does not Mashenki by Homet. Where Mashu answers, so then it can answer even more than the Kripe. So it can be Mavliya and Mashu even more than the Kripe. So he has to be mainly called to himself. So the Chizach of Mashu. Because it can be mispache all around. And then it says the Ramoshe, one second. So then the Ramon mentions one Shita Sarisheni that is that are machmir so much that everything that was nimach together becomes also completely. So let's say 10 chatiches. You sold the 10 chatiches. And on one chatiche, you found the chitom luka. So all the 10 chatiches become completely awesome. But we have a aloha that Moliach HaRei Kaseach is only Mavriyek in the Klippe. So that Shita Sarisheni holds that it only means Mavriyek in the Klippe that because in other Yisurim, where Mashu doesn't have that. But by Pesach, by Chometz, where it happens, Mashu, so Moliach can be Mavriyek in Mashu Bichulei. Not only Bichulei in that one Chatiche, but it can even go out from one Chatiche to the other. In other words, just as Reite can distribute the Bria from many Chatiches that are in contact with each other, so, but Moliach cannot distribute it. So Meliach cannot distribute Bli Gmure, but if Bli Smashu, so Meliach can do the same job as Reitet. Just as Reitet can distribute it Mechticha Lechticha, so Meliach can also distribute it Mechticha Lechticha, but only a Mash. So Vashor is only Mashu doesn't answer, so Meliach is only after the Klite. But by Chomet it's Mashu answers, so Meliach can be Meliach, the Bli Smashu, without Reitet, so maybe all the other chatichas become one. But Ramot doesn't pass like that, like these machmirim. How is he passing? I will meet ya. Awesome, not right. So what did he say? He said that Ramot passes as follows. That Moliah HaRikrateach can be Mavliah Mashu in the whole chatichas. But to be made from one chatiche to the other, that if Mashu cannot do. But so anyway, that one chatiche on which the chatiche was found, on which the chitah was found, so it becomes also completely because the Moliach HaRei Kaseach can be Mavliah in the whole chatiche in Mashu, but it cannot distribute it to other chatiches. It's not like Reite. Even in Mashu, it cannot distribute it to other chatiches. But the other chatiches that touch it. So Mimele, he has to be Kaelic. Why does he have to be, wait, why does he have to be Kaelic? Because the other Chatiches, they touch this Chatiches, so we are afraid, maybe in the course of this whole thing, so maybe that Chito Mivikas came in contact with the other Chatiches. So that's why Kaelic we have to be, the other Chatiches too. But beyond Klippena, Because the Ramos Psaki is that Moliach HaRikir Teach, Moliach HaRikir Teach can spread a bria of Mashu over the whole Chaticha, but not but it cannot spread it Michticha L'Chaticha. So how many Shittas do we have? We have three Shittas Rishenim. One Shittas Rishenim is that Moliach HaRikir Teach cannot spread even a Mashu beyond Kirikir. Then there is another Shittas Rishenim, the other extreme, that Moliach HaRikir Teach can spread a Mashu not only in this chtiche, but even mechticha lechticha. In other words, ligabi mashu, Moliach has the same capacity as Reiter. And then the Ramo makes it short. The Ramo says as follows, that in that chtiche, Moliach can distribute a mashu evenly, on that chtiche. But to spread it, but to other chtiche, that much.
About that, the end of the game came.
Shot a good,
come skin.
Now, one second. So, what did he say? That if it's so, he has to be chaytech, mikin pipuya, mikin adat. According to his own judgment. Now, in the Gabri Moliach, so there are two days. One day in the Mechaber was that he is just killed, that's all. And then there is the other day, Shemami calls me yourself, Yechete Chomashlik. So we got in Moliach, there are two days. The first day, the first Moshe Mechaber is that Moliach cannot even be Mavliya and Mashu beyond free. Then there is another day that it can. But we got it solo, so there are no two days. So the Mechaber says it is a double portion. That even though Solu is only Mavliya and Shoni Sur in Kidinitile, but not beyond Kidinitile, so that's Kabishoni Sur, more Mashu doesn't matter. Mashayim King Abitesa, more Mashu Asher, so Kidinitile is not enough. And he has to be Chaytech, Mikain Kipuye, Mikain Rada. But by Shoni Sur, only Kidinitile. And we are dealing with what? We are dealing with the Bosor that we know is Kokish. Because if it's Shomein, so then it has to be Chuli by Shoni Sur, certainly by Chomin Ben. The Yesh Eishchem is Kulot.
Kulot,
a few
pictures of
the Hakim, as she put on the Pasha, as she put the
Spashe
again. They just singed it. In other words, they bring it in contact with the fire for a second, and then they take another part of the chicken and they bring it in contact with fire. So that's not considered like solu. Solu asas kedimitile. So what does solu mean? Solu means you put it on the fire for a certain time. But this hibu doesn't mean you leave it for some time. You just for a moment you singe it on the fire, and then you take it away from the fire. So it doesn't ask that in the Tile. So it only asks to the priest. You see, Hivu, three asks in the Tile. But Hivu, when you keep it on the fire only for a second, so then it asks only today to the priest. In other words, it has the same din like Moliach, only to the priest. So maybe he says, Chito Yisei Rosh 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 Yisei It has a tongue in the clip, and the zefek itself, the crop of the chicken, so that is certainly more than the clip. So maybe the rest of the off is muta.
All right,
now, tomorrow, so please, now, go over Simen Tov Nun Aleph and Simen Tov Nun Bey.
Is it the maximum
of the option? 60. 60.
No,
it will not be 60,
but it's only 150.
Now, so we see that you can have said that. So what you mean? Ha'ilich lishet et tishrei ve'lechol to the teiras. So we see that even Erev Pesach is muta, and Erev Pesach is more chomor than Erev Shabbat, so certainly Erev Shabbat should be muta. So why did the Bach say, I mean, how can the Bach say that the Tzidatera Tzidotea 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 Tzidotea? Now, so everything would be smooth if he didn't inject that loss. The Lameyed Oto La'ati Tzidotea. Oto La'ati Tzidotea. Now, what does he mean? He means, because, so the Pshat is the old kind of joking. Why did you mention that the Lameyed Oto La'ati Tzidotea? Because the Loshni is Ha'ilich Lishchit Et Tisrei V'lechil Bishrachir. So of course Lishchit Et Tisrei cannot take reference to Chalameyev. You don't have to call him Pesach HaChalameyev. So it's a Rafet. So Mele, since it says Ha'ilich Lishchit Et Tisrei V'lechil Bishrachir Et Tisrei. So just as the Lishchit Et Tisrei must have reference to Erev Pesach, so Lechel Bishrachir Et Tisrei there's no so must have reference to Erev Pesach. But we could say that maybe it means Ha'ilich Lishchit Et Tisrei. Oy, to be too olech with the teiras and the chalameyes. And what is we going now? Now he's going to make teiras. He won't be going. He won't be going to make the suda now. He wasn't going to make the suda now. So that's one pshat. That's one pshat. The some achrim mentioned. Now, so then the halacha is, in other words, so. So, and if he's not going, let's say he will not go to be married now, so there won't be any Yisrael Tehretun Chalameyev. So maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara, so the Mokavrom says no. Yisrael Chalameyev also lasts Yisrael Tehretun. That's the Aloha. We now have Yisrael Tehretun Simcho, because it's a Masa of Tadjecho, the Tadjecho will only be Yisrael. So, it's also lasts Yisrael Tehretun. So it cannot be that. But however, this Pshat, is not sound. I mean, the second sound. Because here, actually, there is a chiyuv mid rabbonim to be mivayel lochom. Mivayel lochom. Mid raisim mid ubaron is not. But mid rabbonim, yes, to be mivayel cannot rely on this. But here, in order that he should not fail to be kind to Mitzvah, like he is a smile, let's say, of Kom Teta, which is a Sifrei, so the Chachomim will make. So it's true, even Sederet in the Chachomim, because the Chachomim are made to it, even the Gabi Sederet. So that's only if the Sederet it can be fulfilled that day. Oh, then the Chachomim are made that he should rely on Bittul Baalmeh, and in order that he should be able to be kind the mitzvah of Lecho Sederet. But if we are going to say that he's going to make the Eretz now, and today he'll eat Chalameyev. So it's not the mitzvah of that day. So how can he be mivatel, the mitzvah of Rabbon of Bio, on account of the mitzvah that is not incumbent upon him now? So the Machta Shekel explains it in the following way. I mean, it's a very difficult lotion, this Rabbon, this Chalameyev of Rabbon. So he said as follows. Now, the Gemara in Sochi says that even though it's impossible that one can be mivatel chomet Esther's manusurei, because Esther's manusurei is not going to say so, he has no authority to be mivatel. So of course, Chalameyev couldn't be mivatel chomet. That's why Chalameyev is mivatel. Even though Esther's last manusurei is mivatel. When could it be effective? Kibbutz manusurei. But there is a situation when Bittul could be effective even when Chalameyev says it. If, let's say, he had a nisom, let's say, if he left, let's say, at his home, so he left some people who are engaged in making dough, and he knows that if he's not going there, I mean, more than a meal will expire, and then the nisom will become promised. But when he reminded himself, as he is walking on the road, when he reminded himself, so it's still before the Shiyoko is finished. So the Meila then, Bittul is affected because it's not, it still is his dough because it didn't become promised yet. So he's Mivatel, so then Bittul is affected. So there is a situation where Bittul could be effective even Machalmeyev. So maybe this is what the Mogav Rom is saying. But maybe you'll say that this is the more insult of Ha'ilich Lishchet Tisrei. Ha'ilich Lishchet Tisrei. The lechel to the teiras. to Lechel to the Teres. So Mishavet Tikrei has reference to Arafet. But Lechel to the Teres has reference to Cholameret. I mean, it doesn't just, because Mishavet Tikrei is Arafet, but it doesn't mean that Lechel to the Teres must be Arafet. And then he discovered that there is Doin is out, and which is, which will unavoidably become Cholameret. So, if he cannot walk there and come back and do both, so then the Chomor Leikil, that he can rely on Vito, and since he did not become committed yet, so Vito is affected, maybe that's exactly the Gemara talking. So the Gemara says, no, we couldn't say that Vito is talking about talking. Chlamir doesn't want to do that. All right, anyway, so that means that Lechol Bishir HaTeres means Erev Pesach. So we see that you're allowed to be Erev Pesach, coach to Erev Shabbat. It kills a three to the Gemara. Wie mich nicht schlecht. Wo ist Gott in diesem Kapitel? Wo? Gott hat die Mutter mit der Erwe Regel. Die Taume durch, der Taume dem ist Gott. Wo ist Gott? Die Kriegen die Riss bei Rebschabe. Habe wir das Mann als Züge bei Rebschabe. Wo ist Lehm Adel, ja habe wir. So was, what did the Bach say? Wir haben was ist denn hier mache? No, oh. Wenn sie nicht free ist in der Zeit. Wo ist Lehm Adel, ja habe wir auch gesagt. No, that's not, because ich morgen fest, aber ich habe mir noch. Bin ich habe mir noch. ובריקח סימלוות הידי הירושלם הזה. ירושלם הזה. ונראה לי דוח את ירושלם. אותו לא הורי, זה קצת ירושלם יספר. זאת אומרת, it's not like the back. The back, according to the back. So, it's so fair to be Kivea. It's to the Erev Shabbos. It's to the Teres and Erev Shabbos. Even though they resting to place and Erev Shabbos to show. No, דוח את ירושלם. אותו לא הורי זה Erev Shabbos, אתה דוד נשמע to the Teres. Hier ist mir das Kind im Lachin, auch was ich da Schabbos hier sehe. Aber Lari ist Mutter. Hier ist Mutter, er lehrt, ist der Schabbos, und ich habe mir nachher, wo es Mutter gammt, was ich das sehe. Und der Schamme ist einig, mit seinem Wort in Jerusalem, und der Schmuel, ach, ich will die Kess, die Ohr, Mutter, die Ohr. Einfach. Now, so, die Tore hier noch zu den Gebeten, der ist von dem Schabbos, der Kota, aber auch Lari ist der Schabbos. Das ist okay. It's nothing to do with this. The Shalmet and Shamedik Shuvet, he also reads of Erev Shabbos, which is in Kvoi Shabbos. I'm sure. The Mashon is a Chalik of Talmud Shalom, because our Gemara says that it's Musa to be reads of Erev Shabbos. All right. Now, so what do you say? Also, we say, the Erev Shabbos, to do, Mishte, because of Kila Shabbos. So, she connects with Shabbos, she should toy with Lechil, the whole Ayin, the whole Ayin. I don't know, I mean, You'll be Nichas Shabbos, not to shoot away. So, no, another time, because it will be engaged in the Sude. So, Luisasku, Bitsorche Shabbos. In other words, well, it will be an Akimine, according to the time. If it is a thing, supposing those who participate in the Sude, they don't do any preparing. You see. So, in the time, because we call it beyond 50. You go to Shabbos, you can't tell you what I do. It doesn't make any difference, but according to this time, if they don't say, so those who, I mean, of course, till the Tatsuda is the lead, till the Tatsuda, in other words, they are engaged so much. So till the Tatsuda could be, unless I mean such an elaborate meal, I mean that it takes a long time for them, even though they're not engaged in preparing the Tatsuda, but they are engaged in meeting, but suppose it's not an elaborate meal, and they're not engaged in preparing, so then to do. Na, usu do she zmano dar shabe, zra motes kin brislivo iti na ben, muter, mut. Ora, pri na ben, moga vom tes pri na ben shogos mane, oso la teite dar shabe. Because, by the way, see, it's not the 31st day, when is this man of pri na ben? You do your from the chidish tivde, so it's the 31st day. So suppose, so when is it muter to make it to the pri na ben? So it is his mana, because what if it's not each of us mana, also I think it's our but it's really different. Really after each of us mana, 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 each of us mana. Now, but really different, because really, you see, really, so, even if he was not allowed the child, his man or so every day, let's say, supposedly the child was sick, couldn't be allowed the child, and then he recovered. So every day after he recovered, if you're not, if the father is not allowed the child, so he's in the battle and the right. Now there is an apparent discrepancy between the Russian of the Rambam in the Hazoko, in the Kasire, and the Russian of the Rambam, and the Russian of the Rambam Molim bnei shalom from the day say on kinov and mino and melech bezin molos balko. The salon is bezin v'loi molo isay. Kishi yigdal hu chayot lom lechat. Bichol yeh v'yeh. She yadu olof mishi yigdal v'loi yom lechat and vat mishete. Now that doesn't make any difference whether the cotton himself when it grows up when it comes to God. So it's bichol yeh v'yeh and the father also bichol yeh v'yeh. The same thing. So the Rosh in the Rambam is bichol yeh v'yeh. The Russian of the Rambam says, "Amishni, bichol rega v'rega, bichol rega v'rega." So there is actually, so I mean, so that some would say that the Rambam in Hilchos Mira, so there's a machleket achreidim, whether he's mevatel every day or he's mevatel every minute. Let's say on the 15th day, the child is ready to dream, and he's malin. So he couldn't be malin in history of Anetta Hamo. And he's malin, let's say, half an hour before school. So according to that thing, he says, Chorega Lerega, so he's Mevatla, I mean, as many opportunities, he doesn't mean Chorega Lerega. It means that interval of time within which he was able to be malin, and did, let's say, if he takes 10 minutes to be malin. And he didn't, so every 10 minutes of the day, so he's a new Vitla, as long as he takes. It all depends on how quick the meal is. Some meal is very slow, so it takes him half an hour to be mild. So he's either every half hour. If the meal is very quick, it takes him half a minute, so he's either every half a minute. So the meal, this is what Tanachim say. And Tanachim say that it's every day. Now, the Chaim held that it's every minute. And when the Rambam says, When the Rambam says the Cholim V'yeh, it doesn't mean every day, but like that. Every day, every minute and every day. That's what he means. Not the Cholim V'yeh, every day. The whole day. Because the Roshna Rambam, the Rosh Hamishni is like that. Now, the fair question arises in Achrein. Suppose there is the Mila Bismano and the Mila Shoei Bismano, he's the main case. There's the Shiloh. You'll find that there. I mean, Achreinim are almost equally divided. But Avram, there is a few simonim. And that is, if you have a mila bismano and a mila shalei bismano, whom should be mal first? So if we say, now like this, there is aloche, by mila bismano, there is aloche, zrizi magdino le mitzvah. By mila shalei bismano, you cannot say zrizi magdino le mitzvah, because that cannot be helped. There is
no intruders anyway. So if we say that he's mevatel every minute, so in connection with the teenage, who is a little bit mano, so it's only an Indian of dripping. Dripping is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So of course, first he must be mal, the teenage shall be his money, because let's say if he's not mal, the teenage shall be his money, he shall be mevatel and after the right. Whereas if he postpones the mile of the teenage, this man, so it will only be the meaning of dripping, that's the hidu. But he will not have any avere if he is mal, let's say, a few minutes before sleep. So maybe if we say that he is aver every minute, every interval within which he has an opportunity to be mal, and he's not mal, so he's aver, even the battle that's right, even though in the same day he is mal, so then if he has a teenage of man, he must be mal. If we say that the Shittas HaRambam is if we say that it's only the Chogim Yei, no, it's the Chogim Yei, so then he should be Ma'od in his Mali in order to have the Hidu of his Mali, because as far as the Tinnik Shaloid is Mali, well, this Mali is the reason. And it doesn't make any difference whether the Mali 6 o'clock in the morning or the Mali 8 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, day like today. What is it? A mitzvah, there is no meaning of Zrizi Magdini. The Zrizi Magdini is only with his money, not with his money. So that's the Machloket Achet. All right, so he says, Kishil, after the Jonathan, he will be shimmy and mitzvah money to win it. The whole shite of his shite is money. So we may read the Sude, so since he's mechuyev, whether it's every day or every minute, but there is a chiyuv to be ma'al every day, so we may read there is a chiyuv. So the Sude is this manon. Masha'inki bapi'in aben, so bapi'in aben, there is a chiyuv on the 31st day, to make the pin aben. If he wasn't paid at the ben on the 31st, so of course he's still mechuyev, but we cannot say that every day is mevatel. No, it's not mevatel every day. So it doesn't make any difference. But if he wasn't paid on the 31st, it doesn't make any difference whether he's paid on the 32nd or he's paid on the 33rd. In other words, that means, let's say, that if for some reason the child was not needed there, let's say, on the 31st day, so there is no avere in postponing the period of the 32nd day. By the way, of course, he's the map on it as a right. The whole book is every day, it's not every minute. But by Tina Bena, so Mele, by Tina Bena, so it is Mane, Sude is also there. Sude is also there. Why? Why in the Arias in the Ritam Vod, the Shach, the Tav, the Yeish, Eishrim, Lome, and Mele, so it is Mane, there of Shabbos. That's a difference. I mean, that's not to do with it. That's because the Tav Pashite. That's the Tav Pashite. That we're not allowed to be Machnis in a tree of the Gras Nefesh. Even the Mokimitzvah, So, and since we have to be in Chal Shabbat and Tinnit for the first 3 days, so maybe Tinnit for this Monday, we're not Mao on Thursday or on Friday. It shouldn't apply today, because today, I mean, with the various medical things that we have, so it's not necessary, certainly not the Baraj, to be in Chal Shabbat. The more says because of the chimu mai, but today we don't bathe the child anyway. So that thing shouldn't apply today. So today it should be allowed to be mal inside, according to Tazbat, on Thursday and Friday. All right, mutea. Oh, we see the shezbana that of Shabbat and Bishmilat in Aben muta. All right. He mentioned time stay in muta. Vimlaab, tidochet the Shabbat. Tidoches the Shabbos. It doesn't mean tidoches the Shabbos. I mean that the Shabbos should be mitzvah completely. Otherwise, even if he has it today, so he still can eat Friday night, and he will have to eat, but it will not be with the oven, so the Suda Shabbos will not be in a muf. Ubach kosav, the mitzvah lahasro kirim choasir. That is before 3 o'clock, let's say, in Equinox day. Of course, it all has to be money. But in the next day, when the day begins at 6, so the Shoah theory would be by 3. So, Nikola Hasso can Shoah theory. Kosaf Meiri, In other words, what you ask here, you ask here, it means some book we mean chotam. Because the next night day, so mean chotam is sweet already. So that would be some book we mean chotam. Ushwokosa, Mary Marash Milad Lee, who you sound like Berev Shabbat, who you sound like Berev Shabbat, the Lirot Shalila Halasude, Mahar, Shahoyo Shomilian Dilan. So Marash Milad Lee, so he was a sound like Berev Shabbat, and he didn't want to participate in the Suda. Why? Because there was a million without him. So where did he get that aloche? So that aloche we find in Hilchot Tisha B'Av. We find that aloche. We have a Shavua Shechalim, Tisha B'Av is saying hot. So now there is a minute. There is a minute that not to eat what's up. There is a minute not to eat what's up. So we find in Seicha and also 9 days. So there is aloche in the Shnoruch, in Ramoh, that if let's say there is mitzvah, let's say sin, that's why some is sin. So if it is mitzvah, you allow mitzvah. So the Ramo says, if the sin takes place in Shavua Shechalim, if they should be Seichon, Shavua Shechalim is Seichon, so then only me and Mitzumtem can be Bosa. But not more than a mitzvah. So the Mele, so the Marash said, so it's why it's here too. Just as we got it, that they must have not eaten bottom. So even though this is a mistake, it's not eaten bottom. But if there is a minion, so then without him, so he's not allowed to eat any bottom because there is a Sudat mitzvah in which a whole tibor, minion means a tibor, in which a whole tibor participates anyway. So here too, the Marash Milad Lee, even though he was a Sandik Berev Shabbat, so he did not want to participate in the Suda Erev Shabbat, because actually there is a Nisa to participate in the Suda. But the Suda Mitzvah is Mutea, the Suda Mitzvah is Deiche Kovet Shabbat. It's Deiche, this Kovet Shabbat. So this kind of Kovet Shabbat. So Mele, but if there is a minion without him, so the Suda Mitzvah will be realized anyway. So he doesn't have to eat some melee. If he doesn't have to eat some melee, he's not allowed to eat their shop. What is it?
Each person would say, I'm the 11th.
I mean,
let's intense the first time
people there. That's right. He's 11. He was 11. He's not the first one.
I mean, he was not
the first one. Well, all right. Who says that the Sunday has to be the first one? So the Sunday can be the last one. So they were already there and waiting for him. For the Marash, and then he came. So in other words, and first come, first served. I mean, that's the aloha. I mean, I mentioned here the Hesped situation. I brought the same aloha, the story of the Chaim. When the Shamish of Breeze so lay down in the bed, and the Chaim. Reb Chaim lay down on the couch of the Baal Shem Rebbe. I mean, that was the grandfather of the present Baal Shem Rebbe. So, actually, Zalman. So he became very infuriated for the chutzpah, and the Shamish lay down in the bed, and the Brit Karov, he let sleep on the couch, which wasn't his side anyway. That's how. So he said he's right. Shnayim shel malchum baderech yadecha b'nikit shomayim. In shaitim shneim shneim mutevim shneim beisim vimla ech magil yishu. So chayach otim chay chaveich. Chayach otim chay chaveich doesn't apply only to tzvach nefesh. To all tzvach. To all tzvach. So chayach mishkeinim. So they are, who is the chayach okeinim? The one who holds the kit shomayim. And here when two men stay in a room, there is a bed, the comfortable bed and the couch. So the one who lies down first, the Shamish, lay down at 10 o'clock. The Chaim came into the room at 2 o'clock. So he was first. So maybe he's entitled to keep the bed. So here too, I mean. So only 10 can have meat. So can eat meat. So let's say, or 10 can eat Erev Shabbat. the Nidak of Shabbos. Now we stand, those come first. All right. So the Shloah is Shiva. So the Shloah is Chilik. You see, I mean, how much lomdus there is in the middle like that. One of the things, I mean, this has nothing to do with Alochet. You see, that the Achilik is Alochet. So the Marash said one thing, and the Shloah is Matik, and again the Marash entered him. And so the Shloah was Chilik. Why was the Shloah Chilik? So the whole Shaku is Italian, and the thing is, the Shloah said it's no riot from this being. Or the Gabi Davilis of Boso, you should wash Halif, you should be saying hey. Because they are, it's not a pshat as long as the Minyan Jews participate in the Surah Mitzvah of Mila, that's enough. No, there is a Chiyu to participate upon every one. By the way, there is a Machleket involved here between the Marash and the Shloch. Now, there is Aloha that one is, that we are to have, we are Mechuyet to have a Surah. As soon as the Brit Mila. That's one of the things that if one does not participate in the Surah Brit Mila, so he knew the Lashmai would be more than so. So that's a Chiyuv. So that's a Chiyuv. So the question is it just a Chiyuv incumbent upon each and every Yochid present? Of course, it doesn't mean that each and every Jew must attend all Brit and participate in all Surah. So it means if he's there at the Brit, so he's Mechuyev to participate in the Surah. And actually, to go away and not participate in the Suda is an Aveira. So, it will be told in that Machlejah. So the Shaili, the question is it a Chiyuv incumbent upon every Yochid, an individual Chiyuv? Every Yochid that is present in the Brit is Mechuyev to participate in the Brit Mileh, Machiyev participate in the Brit Mileh. Or, it's not that every Yochid is Mechuyev, it's not a Chiyuv on Yochid. In other words, it's a chiyuv to have a tzibur. I mean, a minion is a tzibur. Less than a minion is not a tzibur. It's a chiyuv to have a tzibur participate in the Surah Brit Mila. And if there is a tzibur, so then all the others over and above the tzibur, over and above the minion, are not required to participate.
Tzibur
means a minion. Minion. So, what is it?
According to the Slashi, there is no tzibur, so you can't find a minion, so there is no tzibur at all?
Well, no. Of course, there is a chiyuv still. In other words, you are mechuyev to have a tzibur, but if you can, so it's not one of those things, you know, that certainly says we share a certain shiur, and if you can't be mechayev with a shiur, so you're not mechayev at all. Let's take a kazayit matzah, even though it's an achrein discussion. If you can't eat a kazayit, let's say the doctor forbade you to eat the whole kazayit, but he didn't forbid you to eat a kazayit. So it's the stavar, it's discussed by an achrein, but it's the stavar, I mean, that if you can't eat a kazayit, so there is no kima mitzvah. But the other mitzvah, which even though we are mechuyev to have in a certain shiur, but if you cannot have the whole shiur, so you are mechuyev to have less, but it's kriya shma. Assuming that the first two parshas are the right, the Kamiyin says, but if you cannot recite the first two parts of our pocket, you recite the first part, you cannot recite the first part of our pocket, recite Shema Yisrael. So, in other words, so too, it's a chiyuv to have a tzibur, but that doesn't mean that if you cannot have a minyan, it's impossible to get a minyan, that you shouldn't have, but you can have 9, you can have 8, you can have 7, but you shouldn't have any. All right, so the Shloah Heshiv, why is the Shloah, so how is the Shloah before it? He said, right, he said, because it's not right, because they are true. The reason is why he's not allowed to eat Boso, because he can participate in the Surah Mitzvah, let's say there is a Surah Mitzvah, which was in the Surah. So he can fulfill the Mitzvah of Surah Mitzvah by eating not meat, I'm eating dairy things or parallel things. So he's still being kind of Mitzvah, Surah Mitzvah, where there are lochet that you can do, you cannot be kind in Surah Mitzvah if you don't eat Bosok. You don't eat Bosok. So that's why more than a minyan are not allowed to eat Bosok at the Surah Mitzvah. Mashayin can hear is as the Marash was ruined with me, he didn't eat altogether, so he's mevatel the mitzvah of participating in a Surah, in a Surah mitzvah. So, what is that? No, but I mean, but you see, if there is a kriyas, so it doesn't matter how much it is, even if you eat a kazayit. So it's still a student class. If it doesn't matter how much you eat.
Yeah, but even though it's rubber ball for
a
shulam,
like
there was a time discussing
my vision,
which...
According to my vision, it's not there, so then it's not there. But the answer is here, it's a rubber ball, because who eats Friday, let's say, at this time of the day, any meal? So here, it's a rubber ball. It's a rubber. So then it would be also, even if it's only kazai. All right. So this is what the Shlo Heishiblet. So what did the Shlo say? That the reason is why they are those who are over and above the minyan and not allowed to eat butter is not because there is only a mitzvah to have a minyan participate. No, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon each and every yacht. By having a minyan participate in the Shlo mitzvah, we will not be kind. But every yochid must participate. But there, he's not allowed to eat butter because he can't participate, he can eat other food, not butter. So then, this is what the Shlo said. So the Marash answered him. I mean, the Mogavon doesn't mention. So the Marash answered him. He said, no, since the mitzvah, what is the meaning of Sudas mitzvah by Brit? Sosanich yalim vasecho, the Lady Shorov, the Gemara says, the Frigabi Brigilo. So it's a mitzvah of Simcha. So actually, it's not like, let's say, it's not like other things was just the achille is mixed into the mitzvah. Here it is a mitzvah because there is a mitzvah of simcha by Buddhist. The mitzvah of simcha. There is a mitzvah of simcha. Since there is a mitzvah of simcha, so we apply the aloha of the simcha of the bottom. We apply the aloha of the simcha of the bottom. There are certain Sudas mitzvahs which are Sudas mitzvahs not because of simcha. Not because of simcha. But Mashenkin here, it is Sudas Mitzvah because there is a Chiyuv of Simcha in Hebrew. So Mele is the Chiyuv of Simcha, so we apply the Aloche of the Simcha with the bottom. So Mele, if you eat something that is not bottom, he will not be in Kayin Mitzvah. And still we say that those who are over and above the minyan are not allowed to eat meat. So what does it mean? Not because they can be the kind of mitzvah of simcha anyway. You know, they couldn't be the kind of mitzvah of simcha, they don't eat meat. But there is no chiyuv of incumbent upon every yochid. So in Melech, since there is no chiyuv incumbent upon every yochid, so here too, the Gabi Arab Shabbos, if there is a meal without the Sandike, so the Sandike is not allowed to eat Arab Shabbos in the system. Right. Uveila Shabbos, Kosa. So this is what the Marashan says. Then the Ilah Shabbos got half. How they see the hell of the bottom? Now you see, I mean, how the Magavrom knew all the children. The how they see the hell of the bottom? That's the bizman she betamid is kaya. The oil bottom shall be seen. Atka. So in other words, so he says, no. That we say in Simcha the bottom doesn't mean that there is no Simcha in Tzir. There is no Simcha without bottom. It means that man should become in the sky and when you can be makhdash shalmi simcha, if you're not makhdash shalmi simcha, you don't eat the shalmi simcha, then you are not mikayim the mitzvah of simcha. But there could be simcha even without but. So in other words, so he was defending the shlo. So the Shabbos was defending, was an attai of the Shlom. So then he says, the Royer, the Sanhedrin and the Fine. So in other words, the Shabbos was defending, and not the Shlom, I mean the Marash. So he says, the Royer, in other words, the Mogavron is on the side of the Shlom. So he says, the Royer and the Sanhedrin and the Fine. Now, the Machta Shekel mentions, now, the same Gemara is mentioned in Gemara in Tainis. So, the halacha is that Erev Tisha B'av, Yisud HaMaseket is not allowed, within the Gemara, one is allowed to eat butter, to which Chalit is Yisicha, in the Erev Tisha B'av, only Yisud HaMaseket is also in the Gemara. So, he doesn't eat butter. So the Brisa says, Avalo Yichu L'Butter Moliach. So the question is, because Botamoliach is not Mitameach. So the Gemara says the Akamot, how long must it be in a state of Miluah so that it should not be Misameach? So Mamele will be allowed to eat that to the Masekhet. So, Omer Rav Chanina bar Kame, the Machshir Chomesh Drosh, Kol Zman Shei Ku Shlomi. Ufiyo Shei Rashi, Shelo Yobar Olo Zman Achila Shlomi, Beis Yom Yivlai Leech. So if the Beis Yom Yivlai Leech was not either in the state of Miluach, so then it's still Misameach. So we see that we apply the principle of Yisim Chalui Boto, not only Ligabi Dechiyu, of Shalmi Simcho, but not only that we see it. Without Boto, there cannot be any real, Simcho. So Mele seems without Boto, there cannot be any Simcho. So whenever Simcho is required, without Boto, there cannot be any Simcho. That doesn't mean, let's say, someone has that kind of a condition that Boto doesn't agree with him, I mean that he's Mechuyev to eat and Yom to Boto. It means someone who likes Boto and who enjoys Boto. So this kind of a person, so on Yom Tov is Mechuyev to eat Boto. So Mele, like Lis Milo and were essentially it's a chiyuv of Simcho, so if he will not eat Boto, so he will not be Mikhaim the Mitzvah. Alright. Umaram tiktinu mocha nitan zilmo de chayetai niskosa. Viyom rusho muta lechabes mitri shabes kosh mile viodis mi shabes. Kosh mile li shabes. Now that is mentioned regarding Yom Tov Shalev. Now there is a lot that this thing is mentioned chono. That if let's say someone is a Sambike and Dishabot. Shechali is a Shabbat, we say, the Akara Shabbat, so that what he is, he can break the fast that's on his head. And it's Rechid, he can be Rechid. But Dishabot, I mean, so it's not only, so Dishabot is not that what he said. So we say, so that what has the Maram, the Mordechai, they, that it's Mut. Why? Because the Simche of Brit Milo is deiche the yitzer avilus of tishbo. The yitzer avilus of tishbo. So he can be reiche.
Wash
himself. Wash himself, even though it's tishbo. It is something. No, because tishbo is allowed to wash. He's allowed to wash his face and his hands and everything. Because it's Yom Tov Shalev, because it is something. So why is he allowed? So the more the Chaim mentions the right. Gemara says b'chamishim utorim tikvid haShabbos. So one is allowed, and Teisa says that even if Tisha B'av, not only Shavua Shechaliyus Tisha B'av B'seichel, not only Gabi the Yisrael of Shavua Shechaliyus Tisha B'av B'seichel. Now today it's not Shayach that Tisha B'av should be on fire, but this man over here, it was possible that Tisha B'av was on fire. So then the halacha was that even though Shavua Shechaliyus Tisha B'seichel is not a kibbutz. But on Thursday it's muta. Teisa Shita in time is that even if Tisha B'av itself is on Thursday, and that happens today, so you are allowed to wash clothes for Shabbos. So Kvei Shabbos is deiche the Yisra Avilas of Shavua Shchalu Yisra Mitzich. Yisra Avilas of Tisha B'av. So Mele, so the Mordechai says, since Kvei Shabbos is deiche the Yisra Avilas of Tisha B'av, so Simchas Mile, certainly is deiche. Simchas Mile was Yom Tov Shalev, the Sambike. So he's certainly deiche.